B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
History made at the Emmys last night, and It Chapter 2 gets dethroned. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Stealing Lizzo's food can literally ruin your life.
Leroy has your sports.
And the ghost of Antonio Brown is going to haunt the Pats and Patriots nations for a long time.
But first, a New Hampshire man has been charged with murder in connection with a shooting on Saturday morning that left an Everett man dead. Charles Demos from Rochester, New Hampshire, was charged with murder and unlawful firearm possession. He's accused of shooting and killing Jared Harris outside Karma Lounge after a physical altercation between the two. The Emmy Awards. They were last night. They were really long. Way too long. Game of Thrones did win big, and taking home the final award of the night, Best Drama, as well as Best Supporting Actor for Peter Dinklage. It won two last night, but it did pick up 10 at the Creative Arts Emmys, which was last weekend, and that ties the record that Game of Thrones set in 2015. Other big show winners were Chernobyl for Best Limited Series, and Fleabag won Best Comedy Series. Billy Porter won Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series for his role on the FX series Pose. I love that show, and that made him the first openly gay black man to win in that category. I want to give a shout out to Jarrell Jerome, who won Best Actor in a Limited Series for When They See Us. Did you guys ever see that?
I never saw it. No.
Oh my.
No.
He was so good. So good. So yeah, congratulations to them. And Melissa, we were talking about the Kardashians getting laughed at.
Oh my God. It was the funniest thing ever. Kim and Kendall went up to present an award,
yeah,
and she was trying to be serious, right, and read from the teleprompter, because she was like, you know, people love watching how real my family is on our reality show, and the crowd just went off laughing at her.
I was like, what'd she just say?
The Kardashians ever won an Emmy, right?
I'm not sure. They might have. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
If they have, this whole thing is a sham.
Yeah.
I'll never take it serious.
And It Chapter 2 has been dethroned at the box office by Downton Abbey,
wow,
which made $31 million. Ad Astra, which you said you wanted to see,
right? Yeah.
Came in second with 19.2 mil, and Rambo Last Blood came in third with 19 mil, and it did make 17.2 million.
I know Downton Abbey. I've heard it's a big show, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
If it be Rambo, I used to think it was called Downtown Abbey. So don't ask me.
I didn't know. I have know what the hell it is.
I had no idea. Pebbles, can you help us out?
I don't watch it.
I mean,
I know it's popular though. I mean, clearly,
very.
It beat Rambo in a movie about space. What? I can't believe that.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, rebounds never work, not even in Hollywood. The short-lived relationship between Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter is over. Both Miley and Caitlin conveniently broke up with their husbands around the same time and then started dating right after. A source says they've been friends forever and were there for each other when they both got separated, but they're just not in a romantic relationship anymore. I actually heard Miley did the dumping because she didn't want a serious relationship, you think? Chris Brown is thirsty and Rihanna's fans are not having it. He left a comment under one of Rihanna's Instagram posts promoting her Savage X Fenty line. It was Rihanna laying in bed with just a bra and panties on, and she was laying like next to a lamp you could see in the corner. And Chris Brown commented, sorry, he just has no game. He commented, I want to be the lamp.
What?
Exactly. Tell me that's not one of the worst lines you've ever heard in your life. Like, come on, Chris. You could do better than that. Rihanna's Navy went off with the comments. Like, you got some nerve and leave her alone, you know, prompting Chris to delete the comment.
God, imagine if he wasn't if he worked at Popeyes and he did lines like that.
I want to be the lamp. And last week, I told you guys about the mishap with Lizzo and her Postmates driver, how she tweeted that she never got her food, saying, hey, Postmates, this girl Tiffany W. stole my food. She lucky I don't fight no more. And then put a picture of her on her Twitter. Since the tweet, fans convinced her that posting her name and photo was wrong and she could have potentially put her in danger. Lizzo agreed and deleted the tweet and apologized, but the damage had already been done. Tiffany, who apparently is from Boston, so Tiffany, if you're listening,
yes,
please contact us because we'd love to hear from you. Tiffany says the whole incident has scared the crap out of her to the extent she's afraid to leave her house or go to work for fear someone might harm are even worse.
Lizzo put a hit on Tiffany.
And from what Tiffany says, the whole thing was a misunderstanding. Apparently, the food was supposed to go to a Boston hotel, but when she got there, there was no room number and no phone number listed to the account. So she says she waited there 10 minutes, talked to the hotel concierge and said, hey, what's the deal? They didn't know who the food was supposed to be going to either. So after waiting the 10 minutes, she left. And as for the food, Tiffany says it was seafood and she doesn't eat seafood. She's like, I didn't eat this. So she tried. She tried going there. She tried contacting her and couldn't get in touch with her. So she left.
If you seriously are like harassing this poor girl because you're that much of a fan of Lizzo.
Even after Lizzo apologized and said, leave this girl alone.
Do me a favor. Go to Africa and go to propose to your fiance in one of those underwater hotels, but stay there.
Here's Leroy with sports.
Well, it's all over for the Sox. Now, they did beat the Rays yesterday 7-4, but the Sox were officially eliminated from the playoffs over the weekend, too. The Pats did what they were supposed to do, and they beat down the Jets 30-14. It really wasn't even that close, but they got hit with some injuries. Edelman hurt his chest, Josh Gordon his back and his finger, but he pushed through. But at the end of the day, they're 3-0, so we'll take it. And but not to be outdone by the Pats, your boy Antonio Brown made Sunday all about him. Unbelievable. Brown has been accused of sexual assault. So then he sent some intimidating text messages to one of the accusers. Fast forward, the Pats cut him, and then AB went to social media to air folks out. He said he's done playing football in the NFL. Called out Kraft for getting caught in the parlor. He also called out some other players like Nasty Ben Roethlisberger. I'm sorry, I went there. And other players, Shannon Sharpe and others. But now there's talk of him suing the Pats. It's crazy. This dude is just, he's not going anywhere soon.
That's all well and good. You know what irked me the most? The post where he said, win it for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Win it for me. You were on the team for a week. Win it for me.
Yeah, and then he switched it up. Like, one moment, it was win it for me. Go ahead, go Pats. And then he's taking shots at him. So.
But no, see, I don't think he's taking shots at the Patriots. Right. I think that he's got something against Robert Kraft. I think he still wants the Patriots to win. I think he still, you know, is rooting for Bill Belichick and for Tom Brady. But I think he's just pissed off at the way that he feels like he's being treated.
Wow. Please. The Kraft and him, their whole thing is completely different. Kraft paid for his sexual services. Big difference.
Right. Quick shout out to Michael Bivens. He started a youth basketball league at the Roxbury Y. Sox Rays at 7:10, and it will be Chicago versus Washington for Monday Night Football. Kickoff is at 8:15, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. So three brothers from D.C., Colin, Ryan, and Austin, they're 13, 10, and 8. So they asked their parents for some more allowance. Why? So they could buy video games. Well, their parents told them, listen, you either get a job or you start a business. So they started a business. Their mother had just gone to this candle-making workshop, taught the brothers how to do it. They now own Frère Brancheo, which means Gill Brothers in French. And they not only can buy more video games, but they donate part of the profits to an area homeless shelter. And they average giving about $500 a month. I love that. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Cardi's Furniture.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.